This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Senate leaders say they have reached a deal to temporarily avoid a U.S. debt crisis. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
I have some good news.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the agreement would extend the debt ceiling into early December.
And it's our hope that we can get this done as soon as today.
That would temporarily end a standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing cap. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell was ready to block a longer-term suspension of the debt ceiling before offering a short-term fix last night.
The Senate is moving toward the plan I laid out yesterday to spare the American people a manufactured crisis.
The agreement comes after President Biden and business leaders warned of a pending catastrophe if the nation defaulted on its debt. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that COVID-19 vaccination efforts in developed countries could fall apart without a better global distribution of vaccines. Speaking at a World Health Organization news conference in Geneva, Guterres said vaccine-resistant variants could emerge if the virus is not stopped in the developing world.
Not to have equitable distribution of vaccines is not only a question of being immoral. It is also a question of being stupid.
Also in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced the launch of a strategy to achieve global COVID-19 vaccination by the middle of next year. The WHO is aiming for 40% of the population of every country to be vaccinated by the end of this year and 70% by the middle of 2022. You can find more on our website, voanews.com.